Welcome to the latest edition of the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast. I am your co-host, Frankie Sachs. We're looking forward to an exciting, but maybe difficult to predict, round seven of games. Here is my co-host, Javier Cancedo. Tell us who we have this week joining us as a special guest.
Well, hello, everybody. We have one of the best basketball sports writers in European basketball, and also a big Fantasy Challenge fan. None other than Ismail Senol. Ismail, how are you?
One of the worst fantasy players, man. Good morning. Good morning, you all. Good morning, Frankie. Good morning, Javi.
All right. Well, I mean, you've been following the game since the start, right? I mean, we've been going on for 20 years, and that's more or less what you've been playing the game.
Yeah, of course. On 20 years, I had some good days, less than, of course, you know, I had some bad days and some less good days, let me tell you, but I had some lucky weeks, but, you know, that's it. Yes, I'm following the game since the start.
Of course, you're a EuroLeague expert. You've been following the competition inside, I mean, and behind the scenes for many years. How do you see this season? It looks like there's a clear favorite, but it's a long season also. Anything can happen, right?
Well, you can say that I was telling this year at the beginning, I have Real Madrid at top, and then there are 10 teams who can be the second in the league. All right, Barcelona had a great start, Fenerbahce had a great start, but I see all the other teams could, you know, they're very similar. In every day, everyone can beat everyone. So with the new system that we have coaches in the fantasy, and we need a blowout win, and it's really rare to find these blowout wins, man. You know, the coaching selection is one of the hardest, and you see a lot of surprises, a lot of close games, and it's really one of the hardest seasons of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge.
I love the having the coaches in. It adds a whole nother level of strategy, trying to figure that out. Do you want to spend more on a coach who you might think we'll get a blowout? And then in any given week, there could be a surprise, an underdog wins. All of a sudden, you spent 9.5, 10 credits on a coach and you lost 5 points.
Okay, you enjoy that? I don't.
I like the risk of it and the strategy.
I hate it. This happens to me, and we can start talking about our games and our teams. And I'm going to show my team on the screen first. I have Cassis McVitis as coach at home playing against Asvel. I was so sure that I would get at least 20 points, and I got -5. That's the EuroLeague. Asvel is going to improve now with Pozzecco. I didn't expect them to improve so right away, let's say. But that's it, -5 for me. And thank God I had Toko Sangelia. Toko Sangelia scored half of my points. I had 132, and 66 came from Sangelia. Thank God I had Sangelia, because otherwise, and you can quote me on this pretty much every week, because he's saving my team week in and week out. It's amazing.
I was trying to, you know, when I was thinking last week, I thought maybe I should get Maccabi as the coach, because he has like 17 points. He had like 17 points per week. And then, so I was thinking none of the games would end like a blowout. And then I thought, you know, Bayern is a new team. They're building new. And then on the road against Zvezda might be very tough for them. And then, you know, it could be something different. But of course, Bayern were great against Zvezda. And then it was a hard-fought win for Zvezda. And I only got 10 points from Coach Feroplos. And then I was like, damn, I should have gone with Maccabi. Yeah.
We have your team on screen now. Okay, you have a really solid starting five with Moneke, with Milutinov, with Lorenzo Brown, who didn't play. Yabusele didn't play, but gave you enough points. The bench is not that solid, let's say. Let's say cheap players who can be good at some point, especially in the 80s. Are you planning to change your strategy to add more players who can be, like, let's say, above 5 credits or more?
I'm an old school guy, man. I started with the players that could earn a lot of money in the first weeks. That's my strategy. Let me check the previous weeks, but I earned a lot of money from Isaac Bonga in the first weeks, from Kima, of course, and Alexa. And Alexa Abramovich was one of my bench players, unfortunately. I had a solid bench in Avramovich and Mike Toby and Jan Madar at the beginning because I wanted to go with Dante Hall, you know, Isaac Bonga, that type of players. Thanks, Dante Hall. You know, you had -7 in the first round. And then I went the second, you know, in second game week, I went with the Maccabi players and, of course, you know, Milano players because of the problem and suspension, you know, the delay of the game. And then I went with, again, Isaac Bonga with those players and in game week 3. And on game week 4, yeah, I this week, honestly, I forgot and I got 153 points anyway. So then I started to be smart and it didn't happen well. It didn't work well. I got Grigonis on the injury. So actually, I went with mostly in until now, I went with the players who could gain more credits. So until now, I was like this. Now I have the big dogs, you know, Milutinov, Mirotic, Yabusele, Lorenzo Brown. So honestly, I'm a little bit, you know, locked, and I will only have one or two changes every week because I think it's a good way to have the stars on the roster.
I see. Well, Frankie, we're seeing now your team on the screen. What do you think? I mean, how was your week?
Well, I finished 165.8 points, so that was pretty good. I was watching the Alba Berlin Valencia game where I had Mumbrú as my coach. And I kind of forgot for a bit as my coach because I had two Alba players. So every time Olinde scored or Diamond scored, I got really excited. And at some point I realized, wait, I'm better off not getting the bonus points for them, but for Mumbrú to win, for Valencia to win. And at one point they even led by 10 in the last minute. And I thought maybe they'll hold on and I'll get the 20 points. And in the end, they won by less than 10. I got the 10 points. But overall, I got very good production again from Olinde. Less good from Diamond, but for the season, he's done great. Toko was the MVP of the round. Keenan Evans is my captain. He had a good week. I got good production also from Sidokarskas, from Smith was okay. Overall, was a good week, a gain of 1.8 credits. And I'm ranking 1,325, so I have a chance to get into the top 1,000.
I was not with this team. I mean, you know, everybody has three teams. With one of the other teams, I was 33rd overall this week.
But I mean, I think tell the people the truth. You have 20 teams under different names, and you only talk about your best team.
No, well, what's the point? We cannot win anyway. You know, Frankie and I are not eligible for prizes. So anyway, let's move on to predictions. Ismail, we ask you to predict one star. I mean, you can pick any player you want. Let's say, who do you think is going to be the MVP of the round, or who's going to be the player with a higher PAR in this round?
Well, I have to go with Nikola Mirotic again. I cannot go against him, and against Valencia at home, they need to win. So I gotta go with Nikola Mirotic. But I really trust also Milutinov against Baskonia, and Yabusele versus Şengelya is a matchup that I would like to see a lot. But if I have to select, I have to go with Mirotic. You guys,
Frankie.
I'm going to stick with Keenan Evans, who is, I think, only going to get better. He was on the rise last before he got injured. He's had a great start this season. And I think Efes is not the best defensive matchup for guards. Or I should say, for Evans, it's a very good matchup. I don't think that the Efes is a team that you worry about. So I think that there's a good chance for Evans to put up good points. And he's had a top of over 20 in 4 of his 6 games so far. I don't know if he's going to blow it up for 35, which is the chance you get with Mirotic, but I'll take the, you know, 20 to 25 every week out of him.
All right. Well, I'm going to go for Matías Essor. Panathinaikos plays in Berlin. I expect a high-scoring game. I expect him to play the way he did against Baskonia when he was MVP of the round.
So, but what about guards, man? Are they going to have the guards?
That's a good question. We don't know yet. And if not, then Jerian Grant becomes a really good choice. But I'm going to go solid. I think they're going to run their offense through Lesort, and he's going to have a monster game. So I'm picking him.
Good choice.
All right. Well, we also ask you to pick a player. Let's say a sleeper, 10 credits or less. What's your choice?
I already had my choice on the same thought as you had. I just didn't get Lesor, but I got Dino Smitoglu against Alba Berlin on the road. He's on fire. He's playing great basketball. And since Coach Ataman, has some minutes for Juancho at three, I think, you know, Dinos could also be a stretch five and get his minutes from the four. So with his toughness and rebounding, I think it's important to have him on the roster. But it's 9.6. So, you know, if you say I want, you know, a cheaper sleeper, I think I'm going to go with also Isaiah Kanan this week against Baskonia at home. It will be a free flow game, but I think this time Olympiacos will score more than the recent weeks. So I think also Isaiah Kanan might be a second choice that you could go with.
If I could, I'd repeat my choice from last week, which was Sedokerskis, but he did so well that now he's over 10
it's
credits.
10, exactly, 10, yeah. Exactly 10 credits. 10 exactly.
but I'll go with Marco Bellinelli, who had another big week, 8.7 credits, great shooter. As long as he's getting his looks, he's going to make his shots, he's going to produce. I think against Real Madrid, he'll get some looks, and you can't go wrong for 8.7 credits.
All right. That's bold. It's bold, man. Like on the road against Real Madrid, that's bold.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go with two choices also. I'm going to go with Matt Costello of Baskonia. They play Olympiacos on the road, yes. But since Dusko Ivanovic arrived, Costello is playing a lot, and he's playing at the five position. And against Fall and against Milutinov, he's gonna take a lot of outside shots. He can go from the high post, try to attack the rim. I really think he's going to be an important weapon for Baskonia against Olympiacos, so I'm going to go for him. And if Kevin Panther stays sidelined, which looks like he will, I like Yaramaz. I think he's playing a little bit better than Abramovich, who everybody has. He could be a good sleeper. He's only 5.9 credits, and he's been playing over 20 minutes every day. He got 11 and 9, I think, PAR in the last two games. So, yeah, that would be my choice. Anyway, trades. Let's see which moves are going to make. Ismail, of course, you're our guest. You have to go first. Which trades did you make this week?
I'm checking. I already did my roster. Since I have Milutinov, Mirotic, Yabusele, and Lorenzo Brown, I'm not going to touch all of those guys. Moneke, I had questions for Moneke because, I think he's at a point that, now, okay, I gained a lot of credits from Moneke, and then that means we have to go it for weekly, and I'm afraid of that matchup. So Olympiacos on the road, I think, you know, I'm afraid of Baskonia players in that game. So I got Dino Smitoglu rather than Moneke. I change Coach Sferopoulos with Coach Obradovic, Sasha Obradovic. I think Monaco as well. I saw Azvel against Limoges yesterday, and on the road it's not easy. Of course, they beat Žalgiris, and Coach Potts gave them a togetherness. But you know, Monaco has so many weapons, and I think you know they have a chance. And with thinking of that local rivalry, I think they can have a chance to win with double digits. But who knows? Of course. And I had Blatt last week because he had like 10 credits and it was like, for me, it was enough. I couldn't find anyone else. And then Tamir Blatt, I switched it to Isaiah Kanan, and that's it. Yeah, I have three trades. One of the coach, one of them is the coach. But I'm going to think on this Onyan Yaramaz stuff that you have, because I have 0.8 credits left, and I have Giedraitis at 4.4. Maybe I'll try to do something to get him. That idea. I'm gonna steal it.
All right, good. Frankie, which are your moves?
So I'm swapping out Coach Mambrou from Valencia for Sasha Obradovic. Like Ismail said, I think that there's a good chance. It helps that Asvel won last week. You're looking for that first win, and now we'll see what happens. But there's a bit of that rivalry. There's no doubt that Monaco is the stronger roster. I think that they also want to prove that. And they're growing. Monaco is a team on the rise. So I like that. To Javi's surprise, I'm taking out Toko. I needed some credits, so I'm selling Toko. And in a risky move, I am going for Bonzi Colson. I think with the troubles that Maccabi is enduring right now, an energy player like Bonzi is the guy who can step up. And this is a bit of a curious game that they're having. So I'm
Bonzi hopeful. Against Isaac Bonga. That's another bold move, man.
Yeah, I'm banking on his energy that something will come up, but it's risky. At least that's a Thursday game, so you have the chance to make up for it. Yeah. Take all your risks on Thursday so you can cover them up on Friday. I'm also cutting Avramovic and going for Tamir Blatt, who again, I feel this is one of the last weeks for him to get really big minutes. Wade Baldwin is back practicing. He's not back yet. So eventually that the guard rotation will settle with Brown and Baldwin. As long as Blatt's getting more minutes, I want to take advantage of that now. And last, I'm cutting Roland Smits for Luka Mitrovic, who's been incredibly consistent. And for his price, I think it's worth it. So those are my moves this week.
All right.
He's also less than 10. I checked with Mitrovic. I think he was also less than 10.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit contradictory, which is not good news for my team. But
how's that worked out for you so far?
Who? Me? Being contradictory? Yeah. Not very well, but we'll see. Of course, I had to sell, I mean, the two Olympiacos players that went negative last week, World Cup and Larentzakis. World Cup, I signed when Calathes, we had Nick Calathes as guest. He recommended World Cup, and he has been horrible ever since, so it's time for me to sell him. I'm selling Shalon Shields because I need money for the player I need. And then I'm selling coach Luca Banchi, who was fantastic for me. And instead, I'm buying Ettore Messina, plays at home against Valencia. Valencia comes off, not very pretty loss in the Spanish League this weekend. And I'm going for three players who I think they're going to be on their way up. And I really want Ismael's opinion on Nigel Hayes-Davies, who I think he's playing better and better. He's getting back to the... let's say his usual self, doing a little bit of everything and getting a lot of good PIR games. What do you think? Hayes Davis could be a good choice?
Could be, man. Nigel found his role, and with Deschamps Pierre out, I think in a physical game like this, you're going to see him more than 35 minutes. He's not hitting the shots, but Nigel, he's so clever. He's so intelligent that he finds a way to contribute, man. You know, like you could easily see him getting 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, you know, 10 points or something. So it's a good choice.
And the last two, I'm getting two Alba Berlin guards, Sterling Brown and Matt Thomas. I'm getting Sterling Brown because I think he's clearly on his way up. And he's the kind of player who can go from 10.7 easily to 13, 14 credits if he plays 2 or 3 games really well. And I'm only adding Matt Thomas because he plays against his former team. He's more comfortable now in Berlin. I'm sure he has the game marked in red in his calendar. So that's it. Thomas, Brown, and Hayes Davis together with Coach Messina. And I think that's it. Ismael, thank you very much for coming to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It was a pleasure for me. I'm not, as I tell you, you know, like, don't invest on my words, man. I wouldn't do that. I'm not the best fantasy guy here, but I love to have chat with Frankie and Javi, who I'm a big fan of.
All right, well, thanks. And Frankie, wrap it up. What do we expect? So we have very good games coming up, right? I mean, to begin with, we have Madrid versus Virtus at the top of the standings.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games this week. We're going to share our social media handles here. Reach out to us. share your fantasy tips, be part of the, let us know what you want to see in the on upcoming episodes. If you have any ideas for other guests that we could bring aboard. Thanks for watching. Our numbers are excellent on YouTube, so we know a lot of people are enjoying the podcast, so thank you. But tell us more what you want to see. Thanks for being part of the community, and good luck this week, everybody.